Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web. Elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
Die goudtrein in Gauteng word gesien as een van die suksesvolste infrastruktuurprojekte in die land, veral uit die oogpunt dat dit 'n baie doeltreffende openbare vervoerstelsel is. Die netwerk strek vir so wat 80 km tussen Johannesburg, Pretoria en die lughawe en daar is reeds planne aangekondig dat dit met nog 150 km uitgebrei gaan word. Gautengse premier Panyasa Lesufi het ook onlangs gesê hulle gaan so wat 120 miljard rand oor die volgende 2 jaar in die uitbreiding belê. Maar, so goed soos die geldtrein is, is dit op 'n finansiële basis nie heeltemal lewensvatbaar nie. Die rede is dat die Gautengse regering enige verliese wat die bestuursmaatskappy Bombela lei, betaal en dis groot geld. Die AA het in reaksie op Lesufi se opmerkings gesê die Gautengse regering moes verlede jaar 2,8 miljard rand aan Bombela betaal en in die boekjaar voor dit 'n bedrag van 2,4 miljard rand. Die AA het ook gesê dit sal katastrofies wees as die regering nog honderde miljarde rande bestee om die projek uit te brei en gesê dit sal 'n finansiële treinwrak meebring. Die AA het ook gesê die geld sal baie beter aangewend word om openbare vervoer vir arme mense te verbeter. Chepo Tgobe is op die lyn, is die uitvoerende hoof van die geldtrein. Chepo, thank you so much for your time tonight. Before we discuss the concerns of the AA, what is currently the status of the expansion project of Gautrain, the so-called phase 2?
So at the current moment, thank you for having me. And at the current moment, we are actually in route determination phase. And what that means is that we have to be able to determine the routes as it's required by the Gauteng Transport Infrastructure Act in itself, where we demarcate the route where the train is going to run or the piece of infrastructure is going to run, because it also works the same way with roads. Now, what that means is that it means that we are in a phase where we are making sure that we've got the clear routes, we've got the clear stations, the points for the stations, and the areas where that will be impacted by the system itself. But what we've done now is we've looked at it in its most extensive sense, and we've looked at what impact will it have on the economy of what they call it, of the province as a whole, and in doing so, we've actually looked at the network in its greater sense and looked at the special economic zones and how do we connect the special economic zones and the different areas that are in and around the province itself that then will empower the economy of the country as a whole.
So it's the project was, or the phase two expansion was announced, I think, early last year. So it's you are continuing with it at a frantic pace, and the plans are to execute the expansion.
Yes, the plans are to execute the expansion. You see, what you have to be careful with in all around this is that there's we've modeled the future traffic of Gauteng. So just to give you the data so that we have the conversation in an informed manner, is that in 2025, the freeway network in this province will grind down to 26 kilometers an hour. And which means like the distance between Pretoria or Centurion and Sandton would probably take more than an hour for you to try and get through that. And then 10 years on from then, which will be in 2035, we're estimating that the whole network of routes in and around Gauteng will grind down to 10 kilometers an hour. Now, that is a future you are facing overall if we in the do nothing scenario. Now, in the do nothing scenario, also the other bit that we have to remember is that Gauteng Freeway Improvement 2 and Gauteng Freeway Improvement 3 is not as yet an additional part of that. In actual fact, when we did the modeling, every time I removed the additional freeways that need to be built for us to be able to carry this much traffic, the model will tell me you do not have enough roads for you to be able to, what do they call it, to carry the traffic that you are anticipating at that point in time. Now, We can do the do nothing or do the same thing. The 10 kilometers an hour, it's with the additional freeways built and with the additional freeway improvements that are required for us to be able to slow down, for us to be able to actually carry the indicate. Here's another step that you need to have so that we can have this in a very, what do they call it, in a very educated manner, in the sense that the car ownership in the Gauteng province is the highest as compared to it is comparable to some of the international cities and even comparable to the US, and that will not stop.
Yeah, I can, you know, I live in Joburg. I know that the traffic can become quite hectic, and I'm really concerned if you say we're going to grind down to a halt in the near future if there's nothing is done. But the concerns are that the current Gautrain project is not financially viable, and it's costing taxpayers billions of rands to finance the shortfall. So the question now is, you know, what is your response to the seemingly unviability of the current Gautrain operation?
So again, let's have this conversation in such a way that we are well informed. Let's go back to the idea of the user pay principle. And if you look at the user pay principle in itself, it just simply says, if I spend 100 billion rands and that 100 billion rands have to be recovered over a period of time, if the initial intention was that for us to be able to recover that 100 billion rands over a period of maybe 10 to 15 years, I would have to charge somebody a 200 rands for them to be able to use the service. That is the user pay principle, and that's the amount that you must charge. And when you charge that amount, the 200 rands, then the user must pay the full amount of that, that is required. Now, in most cases, in transport in itself, transport is both partly a social service and it's a need that actually empowers the economy to function. Now, most governments all around the world, they make the decision that the user will not pay the full amount, and therefore you will subsidize the user to a particular tune. And comparatively speaking, the current price of the Gautrain, if you were to charge the full price on the basis of a full user pay principle, it would probably be twice, one and a half to twice the amount that you charge at the current moment. The amount that people talk about and talk about in the strangest way possible is intended to be able to subsidize the capability for the system to run as well as it runs, for us to have security on the system as we need to have it, for us to have it as clean as it is right now, and for us to also make sure that we have the money to be able to renew any impaired parts on it. And it also covers, the operations and electricity and and day-to-day maintenance.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it's expensive to run, but I think it's a phenomenal service. It's very punctual and clean, as you say. But a ticket from Rosebank to Hatfield in Pretoria, it's a route I regularly use. It's 100 rand, so a return ticket is 200 rand. And if you take from Rosebank to the airport and back, that's 460 rand, which is expensive. And one of the points that AA makes is that, you know, that is totally unaffordable for poor people. So there's also a costing issue here. The current rate, even if subsidized, is very high.
I am aligned to that. And that is why from the day when I took office, I have said we are looking at four additional products to put on the system. We already have a student product, which is 25% discounted. We're putting down a scholar product, which will also be discounted to the same tune or even higher. We're looking at a senior citizen, product. We're looking at a product for for people living with disabilities, and also looking at a product for low income households or indigent families, as you would refer to them. That in itself is us recognizing that we need to be able to bring accessibility on the greater system. But in addition to that, once the current concession has ended, we as the Gautrain Management Agency take the responsibility back of setting fares. And that what it will do, it will allow us to be able to to lower the order vehicle to lower the prices. But let's remember the user pay principle, and whatever you lower the price by has to be subsidized by something. And therefore, we have to think differently about it. I'd rather have a different conversation of being able to say, how do we make additional revenue from the land that we have around stations, from the additional services that we can provide around the stations, and for us to be able to make sure that we can be able to make the additional amounts to subsidize those low-income households, to subsidize the right people, and also look at what do they call it, at particular zones that can be the price can be differentiated, so that we subsidize the right people,
yeah.
So that we have the right conversation. Because if I ask you today, post-COVID, which of the systems was still standing and was still intact in terms of the railway systems, and it's still running as it was? Now, we might actually be having the wrong conversation, because it might be that the other systems, they're under, what do they call it, subsidized, and therefore they're incapable of being able to look after them properly. I'm just trying to get us to have the right conversation.
Tipo? Dankie vir jou tyd vanaand. Dit was Chepo Gobe. Hy is die uitvoerende hoof van die Gautrain. Johan, dis 'n interessante debat hierdie. Dis 'n ongelooflike projek. Dit is een van die grootste infrastruktuurprojekte ooit. Daar was geen sprake van korrupsie soos wat ons met ander groot projekte gesien het. Dis 'n doeltreffende diens. Jy is altyd trots om op die ding te ry. Dit is duur. Hierdie tipe van projekte is duur. Ek dink is 'n uitstekende idee dat dit uitgebrei word. Die finansiële model moet net in 'n mate sin maak, en ek dink een van die AA se punte ook is dat, weet, daar is nie sulke subsidies vir arme mense nie, en dit is 'n ingewikkelde debat hierdie.
Dit is, en ek dink die demografie van ons land en so voort verleen homself ook noodwendig altyd tot hierdie tipe van model, en jy is 100% korrek. Ek weet, as ek ry en ek sien daai Gautrain ry, jy weet, die mense is trots op, jy voel, jy weet, jy het vooruitgang gemaak as 'n land, jy weet, so dit is fantasties. Maar ja, mens moet kyk hoe jy meer inklusief kan wees en hierdie diens meer beskikbaar kan maak aan 'n wyeer deel van die populasie.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.